Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
It's National Hugging Day today.
Oh.
Do we get to group hug?
You okay over there?
Love hugs. Oh. We need to hug.
We have to group hugs.
We do.
Yes.
We need to hug. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm uncomfortable by the hug. We all did. I met somebody, though, for the first time yesterday.
Okay.
In one of our meetings. And I walked in and shook his hand, and he immediately hugged me.
Oh, I hugged him.
I'm a hugger. Yeah. And I was like, this is where we're at already. So I hugged him back. We had a full man embrace.
Yes. I love it.
Nothing wrong with that.
We embraced.
And then
I leaned over and I whispered in his ear. I was like, I like you already. I'm happy you're here.
Yeah. You made it weird.
Yep, I did.
You sure did.
Although I can't say anything else.
It's funny though, like I go days without hugging somebody I noticed because I live by myself and, you know, like
I don't casually
hug people here at work. So I can go days without hugging somebody. So when it's like a full hug that means something, I may linger a little too long. Like, don't go yet. You just stay here.
You pull in. You pull in. I've noticed that.
Expect a hug.
When you've hugged me, you pull in.
As soon as we turn off these mics, I'm going to hug you both.
Aww. Katie pulls in so tight, she can feel my third nipple. And I'm not even joking about that. She's like, what is that?
You like it.
I'm like, it's not what you think it is. It's my third nipple. I'm a hugger. This story is funny to me. William Shatner made the hype today. Dude is 94 years old.
Yeah.
And he's out on the roads in Los Angeles. He's still driving around. And that's not the concerning part. Shatner was spotted in Los Angeles. Was this yesterday? Could have been yesterday. While eating a bowl of cereal.
No.
They spotted Captain Kirk rolling around in the USS Camry or whatever he was in. And yeah, he was pounding down some cornflakes.
Oh.
You got to keep him regular.
They said, to be fair, he was at a red light. And he was taking the spoonfuls while he was stopped. But there's also various questions, like how is he keeping it from getting soggy?
Yeah.
And where does the bowl go when he's driving around? So many questions need answers here.
Absolutely.
And do we feel safe with 94-year-old William Shatner on the road eating cornflakes?
I mean, there are so many questions here. Like, take it from someone who consistently eats rotisserie chicken in her car.
Yeah.
It can be a distraction. You have to be careful. Extra napkins are needed. I don't have a utensil. I mean, I'm cavewomaning it.
Yeah.
You know, like,
greasy steering wheel.
It's easy. So I can't imagine a bowl of cereal.
I've said it before. When Katie finally trades in her car, I hope to God somebody checks the Carfax on it, because it won't have collision damage. It'll have rotisserie chicken damage.
Exactly.
Listed on the Carfax.
We can't grip the steering wheel?
We found five carcasses. Yeah. Not human.
This car has some rotisserie chicken issues. It's funny. I've got a rotisserie chicken story for you later in the show, actually.
I can't wait.
The hot new trend in rotisserie chickens. I saw it, and I was like, this is Katie. So I'll tell you about that a little later. How about the news yesterday? Vice President J.D. Vance and his wife, Usha, expecting their fourth child, dropped in an Instagram post yesterday. They're very excited to share the news that she's pregnant with our fourth child. It's going to be a boy. Wife and baby are doing well. They're excited to welcome the baby in late July. They already have three kids.
Okay.
Which, I saw this early yesterday afternoon, and it was unsettling how much I was thinking about our vice president getting his freak on yesterday, and the logistics behind that. Like, because the second most protected person probably on the planet?
Yeah.
And, like, where do they sneak off to get their freak on?
He's got a security team with him.
Does the Secret Service know when they're getting their freak on?
Oh,
are they
sure.
in the room standing there making sure everything is fine?
They're outside the room, guarding.
Yeah. Are they at the door listening in while they're getting their freak on? The logistics of the vice president making a baby is fascinating to me.
Oh, yeah. No,
like,
I'm
where,
thinking.
How, who was there? Are they monitoring the situation?
Yeah.
He's like, shh, 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 shh. Quiet, quiet.
Why do you have to be quiet?
Shh. They're going to hear us. Shh. Shh.
Just makes it more fun if you have to be quiet. Like, why do you have to be
sneaking
quiet?
Around, yeah.
Although he seems like a guy that would kind of be like, shh, shh.
You think he shushes her?
A little bit.
Oh.
Shh. Quiet. Want everybody to know. Maybe a little bit.
Keep it on the DL.
Nobody else thought about this yesterday?
No.
I did not.
Really?
Did not cross
I
my
thought
mind.
About it nope. so many times. Like, was it just like a quickie on Air Force Two or what?
Oh,
how did it
you
happen?
Would.
I don't know.
If you get the chance, wouldn't you?
Well, they did.
I don't know. We don't know if it's on Air Force Two.
Sounds like they did. Hey, real quick, K-pop Demon Hunters breaking another Netflix record. The most watched title ever over a 6-month period. 482 million views for K-pop Demon Hunters. Isn't that nutty?
Well, I think when
I think 1 million of them is my kids.
I was going to say, kids will watch the same program over and over and over. Like, I did it when I was a kid, and Zoe did it when she was a kid. So I think that's just a kid thing to do. You never get sick of the same thing. So
yeah.
I wonder how many unique streams.
There is that question,
you know,
definitely.
Like, that's what I want to know.
Because when
many...
that first dropped, my kids, it was, like, just on, it was going on the TV, and then you'd go upstairs, and it was on a tablet going at the same time,
constant.
Too. So you're probably getting double hits.
Yeah, I don't even have kids, and it was on constant in my house. I just like singing, though.
Do you?
It's different.
No wonder your neighbors hate you.
I know.
What's our sports stuff?
So this is so funny. So obviously, the NFL season is kind of winding down because... we are now in the conference championships with the NFC and AFC, and a viral interview from Easton Simpson. So Easton Simpson is a very famous TikToker and YouTuber, and he's famous for one thing. He has interviewed people on the red carpet, football players, superstars all around the world, but he mumbles through his questions, and it shows that when someone doesn't understand something, they just make up an answer.
You want some audio?
I would like some audio with that.
How is there any point like all the people like just like at like with the Titans here? Like, is that like such like does that counter through your head?
So what?
Just like all like especially like come forward, like how's that like come forward, like especially like something like you think about?
Not really. I mean, I'd use these practices just to work on my craft.
Like all our especially like four like in, what's that thing?
Say what?
Is that like all like it's just like you would like come right?
You mess with me?
What up?
You mess with me?
No, just like all like it's that's like come forward, like especially like all like this Mac.
I can't understand you, bro.
Like push me.
What? You mess with me. You mess with me.
We're just messing with you.
That's annoying.
I know, it's so annoying, but that video goes on. He interviews like four other football players at practice. All of them make up answers. All of them don't want to admit that they cannot hear him for like the fourth time in a row. And they're all like, oh, yeah, well, you know, it's the same thing that, you know, game of inches. We got to practice real hard, had a great practice today, and all these other things. And the boy is literally just mumbling to them. He's not even asking a real question.
I'm guilty of the same thing, though. Like, if I don't hear somebody, especially multiple times, I will just then say something. Like, I am
just
in
nod
this
and
camp.
Go, yeah. Uh-huh.
I do this. So I 100% agree. But it's funny to hear it like that. Like,
that's a cute shtick. That
he proves the point that you just make things up. You go, oh, yeah, no, great team practice today. Yeah, game of inches, all that good stuff.
weird. One. Hey, this, you're going to love this story. I just know it. You know, Airbnb, right? The vacation rental
Never
website.
Heard of it.
You have to. They released a list of their most loved listings on the socials. So when people posted something about a place on social media, did it blow up? Did it go viral? And we had a spot in Colorado.
We did.
Make the list. Top of the list, in fact.
Like Aurora, Westminster.
Del Norte. Yeah. So this is located at the edge.
Where's Del Norte?
Del Norte? Yeah. So, out by the sand dunes?
Yeah, Rio Grande National Forest area. So right there at the edge of
it. Is it Del Norte?
Del Norte, right?
Del Norte.
Is it Del Norte?
I think it's Del Norte.
N-O-R-T-E.
Call now. 303-691-1649.
I think it's Del Norte. It could, if it,
it looks
is
like
Del
Norte.
Norte, I will absolutely take that out. Either way, whatever it is,
Del
that
Taco?
Is Airbnb's best in the nation.
Wow.
So it's a dark sky zone. It's called Stars of the Wild. So when you go out there, there's no air pollution, so you can see the stars very clearly. But what's really neat about it, here's why it went viral on the socials, is because you can roll your bed outside to sleep beneath the canopy of those untouched stars. So they have actually the bed, and they have a video of it, some lady just completely rolling the bed out onto the porch from the bedroom. And I mean, there's a little,
it's very,
you know,
Instagram friendly, this
so
location. That's what
fun.
It is.
Like, it's got the greenhouse shower. It has, you know, open views in every single direction.
You got to get down to Del Norte.
Yeah. So they have a wood fire hot tub, which I didn't even think those things still existed. But yeah, you can heat up your hot tub with wood fire.
That's truly humans do then.
Yes. Humans
it's like
do.
Hansel and Gretel. No, they shove that witch into a oven. Who was it that shoved somebody into a pot of boiling water? I have to think about it.
I know, right?
While that's I'm puzzling out Del Norte and Del Norte.
That's a different fairy tale. Yeah. But yeah, they have access to hiking, biking, but it's like really like unplugged. It is off the grid. Like you can't even in the shower, like it's completely off the grid. So they have to heat all that up. So it is, you know, like really, really back stuff living. So
that's cool.
Yeah. It is back stuff living. Back they got a UFO watchtower out there. I'm looking at it right now.
It's amazing. Like I was actually looking at the video that went viral for this little spot. And again,
Where's it at?
Is called Stars of the Wild.
What town?
Out there in the Rio Grande National Forest area, right the edge. Del something.
I think it's Del Norte.
I think it's Del Norte.
I want it to be Del Norte.
Wikipedia told me to drop the E.
I really want it to be Norte.
Yes. I know, because again,
it's north in like Spanish or something.
I'm pretty sure it's the Del Norte.
I think I'm
going
to continue to say Norte.
Norte.
Okay. You do you, Jer. You do
But, you know,
you.
I will say Mix 100 is, we have a huge listening audience in Del Norte. Hey. We really do. So thank you
we
for
do.
This. This
You're
is great.
You're welcome. Yes. And if you want to check out that Airbnb, good luck. Because again, it is everybody wants to go there. Okay. Remember when we talked about the alerts that were sent out to the entire city of Denver? So this happened on Saturday night, but there was an emergency alert that was supposed to be sent out to a little 2-block radius just outside of DU. There was like a suspect who was barricaded in the campus. That was the issue. But what's really making news is that shelter in place that was supposed to go out to a 2-mile radius went out to the entire city of Denver, and it was crazy. So Zoe and I were at the Nuggets game that night, and when that went out to everybody, it went to everyone in the Nuggets game. Like that entire ball arena like lit up with that sound. You know, the sound of the emergency alert thing that it gives.
Very,
and everybody's self
it's like, very like, calming.
It's very like it puts
it gets
you
your
on
attention,
alert
and fight
like,
or flight.
Your phone is buzzing and everything. And Zoe and I looked at each other because then it's like shelter in place. We're at Ball Arena. Like we were both just very scared. It was very scary for a second. But they're coming out and saying that it was actually a little technical issue when they tried to send out that alert to just the 2-mile radius. Their system completely overrode any type of map thing that they put in. So that then went out to the entire city. And people have been coming after the emergency alert people just because they're like, wait a minute, you need to figure this out. Why did this happen? So
Katie,
they're still
get
digging
it right.
into it.
I don't
I
get it. Like, there's also the whole Hawaiian thing where everybody thought they were going to be bombed in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Like, get this. This is a huge deal.
Yeah,
this is correct.
Many instances of this happening now. So again, they're looking into it. But if you were one of the people who got that alert, yeah, it was pretty scary. It was pretty scary. And then this is really good news coming out from the Western Slope as well. The dinosaur fossil that was discovered, first time since 1924. So this happened in September, but it was just revealed this month. But do you know the dinosaur, the museum over there in Dinosaur, over there like Utah, Colorado, Vernal area, right? So the fossils are believed to be a large long-necked dinosaur called the Diplodocus. Yeah.
All right.
Diplodocus. So they found 3,000 pounds of fossil and surrounding rock. And they're actually cleaning it and studying it right now at the Utah Fieldhouse of Natural History. So that is in Vernal.
That's a big one.
You can go watch it. You can go watch the process of them in the museum's fossil lab. So they're figuring out how old it is and everything. But it's really neat.
Those
like,
are like the long necks in Land Before Time.
Yes.
That's the Diplodocus.
The long neck. Yeah. The long neck. So yeah, it's really neat though. And again, this discovery, the first in over 100 years, so they're pretty proud of it over there in Dinosaur, Colorado.
Exciting.
Have you been over there to Dinosaur? Okay, so you know, like, the entire area. I mean, Vernal, Rangeley, all of those spots.
Vernal.
Like, you can go look at the petroglyphs. Like, I love going over there and just spending the whole day. It is so much fun. So, yeah. There you go.
Right on. There you go. You're up to date on all your dinosaur news this morning.
You're welcome.
Few texts coming in saying, I'm right, it's Del Norte. I don't know.
I think it's Del Norte.
I don't know.
If you are Spanish, yes, say Del Norte. It's Norte.
Yeah, that's what it is.
If you're not, it says often all locals will say Del Norte because they shorten it.
It's just
that's not the real word.
It's
then.
Just
that's like me saying super dupes.
Yeah,
the real
but
word
still,
is super duper.
It's just like Buena Vista. Like people,
well, people
from
are
Buena
idiots.
Vista.
It's Del Norte
they live
then.
There and they
it's
say
Buena Vista.
No, it's Buena Vista for them. And just like Del Norte, like they would know.
Buena Vista.
Somebody set me in front of a light rail right now in a chair.
Join you. Time me up.
All right. There's your Mile High Hype this morning with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.